Well, good evening. This is Jennifer Elizabeth Masters, and welcome to Love Yourself Fearlessly. Tonight's show is about psychic protection and psychic sexual predators. How do you protect yourself, how to navigate this broad subject, and with ease, fearlessly? From my perspective, and I'll share a little bit about my background, I began seeing spirits when I was a child. I could sense dark energies, and I was terribly afraid of certain areas of in our basement. And I used to play in the basement, and I'd have to turn the lights off and leaving just the light on at the top of the stairs. And under the stairs, there were some demons, and I could feel them. I could sense them. And, you know, sometimes parents think that, it's just a child's fear, but these were real. These were real. And since this time, I was just at a gathering on Thursday night where two parents shared with me. They had a new baby. The baby's now 3 months old, but when they brought the baby home, their six-year-old refused to sleep in his room. He said that there was a scary man out in the hall and he didn't want to be in his room. And so, and they sensed it, someone else sensed it. So bringing an infant into a home, often infants have such powerful energy that, you know, dark spirits are wanting to feed off of them, and they feed from fear. And there is there's a lot of different ways that we can combat this. So children have not been closed down, and they haven't been told that they don't exist. So they often perceive spirits long before their parents are aware of them. And when a friend of mine drowned when I was 16, his spirit kept coming to my bedroom window, and he kept trying to communicate with me. And I was really terrified at this time. When my father died, I was in my, I think I was right around my turning 40. And I'd had lots of experience with hauntings in the homes that I lived in. And anyway, I was traveling to Toronto. My dad had leukemia. We knew he was dying. I'd been to visit him many times while he was sick. But the plane that my sons and I were on was having some difficulty. We got a mechanical, had to land in Cleveland. And by the time I got to Toronto, as luck would have it, my dad had already passed. He tried to wait, but he was down to 90 pounds. And, you know, it was really touch and go for him for quite some time. So I was devastated that I wasn't able to see him before he left. And I wasn't there at the time of his death. And I felt really guilty. And that was in the days that I still felt guilt. I don't anymore. But after the funeral was over, we all went back to my mother's home, and we were sitting at the kitchen table. And my brother had talked to my dad. We had lots of time to talk to him about death before he died. And actually, my dad was quite afraid because he didn't believe in God at the time of his death. And my brother had said to him before he died, "Dad, you know, after you go," he says, "would you come back and let us know you're okay. Can you turn the lights off or something?" And so here we were. My aunt and uncle were there. My mother was there. All my brothers were there. And we're all sitting around the kitchen table. This is in Canada, drinking tea. And while we're sitting there, the lights went out. And so we all looked at each other, and we all went, "Well, hi, Dad." So we all knew that my dad was just letting us know, you know, that he was there. Well, probably about 3 months after that, my father came to me in a dream, and I am sure other people have experienced this, but I want to tell you, when you dream about someone who's passed, the dream often feels so real, like you were with them, and actually you have been with them on the astral plane. So in this dream, we walked along, and my dad was an outdoorsman, and so he's walking along, and he's dressed in the familiar clothes, you know, the plaid shirt that he used to wear, and these green work pants that he wore all the time. And so he looked really familiar, you know, and even I could smell him. I knew it was my dad. So we're walking along, and we're walking up like an elevation, you know, it just got steeper and steeper. And as we walked along, you know, I noticed that we came to the edge, and my father kept walking. And so he's continuing to walk, and there's no ground under his feet. And I'm standing at the edge of this precipice, this cavern, and he's suspended in the air. And I said, Dad, you know, come back. I want to go with you. And he called me Chicken. That was his nickname for me. He goes, Chicken, you have to stay. It's not your time to go. And so for the first time in my adult life, this was so gut-wrenching that my father was leaving me, that here I was experiencing him like he was touchable, you know, in the flesh. And I woke up crying. And this is the first time ever in my life, that in my adult life, that I woke up crying. I knew I'd been with my father's spirit. And since that time, my dad would come and visit me when I was working in my garden. And he would tell me often, for goodness sakes, change your oil. And his visits would be, you know, a couple of minutes to, over time, it began to be just this quick, like he poked his finger through a blind, peeked in, and then he was off. But I could sense his energy. It was really interesting that over time, his visits shortened and shortened and shortened. And now I can he just like kind of breezes through, and I just feel him and he's gone. Now, when Rich Rasuda died, my daughter's father, in July, his spirit came to me that night. I was in the process of calling family members to let them know. And he came and stood behind me on the right side, and that's where, you know, positive spirits come to. And he told, in his voice, I could hear him in my head. And he said to me, a door open, and I simply walked through. He says, they'll find that I had heart disease, but I didn't have a heart attack. He said, there was no pain. I just walked through a door. It was like an opportunity for him. So after Rich died, this is less than a month later, my friend Joanne Butler, who was living in North Carolina at the time, but she'd previously been in Georgia. She passed away, and within 28 days of her, Diana Davis, and we were all friends. We did a lot of spiritual things together. So I lost three loved ones in less than 2 months. And I was saying something to Ariel. This is around the time that we were getting ready to move to California, and I said something. And I can't exactly remember what it was, but it was a bullshit statement. And they both came in to see me, and they called me on my crap. They joked with me, but they said, seriously, Jennifer, you need to get rid of some stuff. I had too much paper clutter. And they joked with me. I mean, their spirits came through, and like their personality came through. So they told me I was kidding myself. So spirits know when you're lying. Okay, so now the big thing about spirits, entities, and dark energies, now spirits are different than entities. Entities are disembodied spirits. They are beings that have passed and have not gone to the light. They stay on the earth plane, and they often sneak up on you while you're sleeping peacefully. They stand in your bedroom doorway, and they scare the bejesus out of you. And you wake up and you sense their presence. You can't scream. You're frozen in abject fear, transfixed and paralyzed. So you feel like there's nothing you can do. You can't scream. And I had a client talk to me about this recently. She just experienced this. And so you're in this state where you can't move. So is there something you can do? Yes, there is. So in your mind, you can say three times, I now renounce you, Satan. I now renounce you, Satan. I now renounce you, Satan. Now that, even if you don't believe in Satan, it doesn't matter. But say it strongly, or you could say, in the name of Jesus, I now renounce you, Satan. But you say it three times very strongly, and you can say something else like, only that which comes to me through the light can be here in this presence. And you say it three times, and you just say, you know, in your head, be gone. Okay, so the Catholics believe that prayer and fasting will drive out demons, and prayer for sure is very powerful, like I was just saying about the kitten, that prayer can heal. Prayer can you know, retrieve you from the darkness. So prior to going to sleep, here's something that you can do. You envision a grid that envelops your home, apartment, and property, even going underground and closing all the gaps so that no dark spirits, no ghouls, no ghoulish beings, no demons, no entities can enter. So you create this grid, and you can ask the angels to help you, and this grid goes completely around your property and your home. And actually, I'm being told that I need to talk to you about bad weather, because this is really important. Now, it's a little bit of a departure, but it's still protection. So when you know there's a big storm coming, and I have a feeling that, you know, we're in this cycle where there's a lot of bad weather, and there seems to be a lot of increasingly bad weather all around, not just in some places. So what you do is you go from the north to the south, and with your hand, you create a dome. So you say, from the north to the south, and you make an arc with your right hand. So from the north to the south, you go dome. And then you say, from the south to the north, so you're doing it again, but the other direction. From the south to the north, you make this arc, and you say dome. And then you go from the west to the east, dome, and the east to the west, dome. So you place this dome over your entire property. And I used to do this over my home and property when I lived in Georgia. And the one time that I didn't realize there was a storm there, I didn't protect it with the dome, and three of the 100-year-old oak trees were knocked down. So it's very powerful. I've seen it work. I've protected my home, my neighbor's homes, when there's a hurricane or tornado coming through. So it's very powerful. And it seems to me that I'm going to be developing a document. So if you would like a copy of it, just send me an email. You know, say, please give me the protection document. So I'll put all this thing in a document for you. So other ways that you can protect your home from demonics and dark energies, you can put salt around your home. Salt is a very powerful cleansing agent. It's a powerful protector. It's talked about in the Bible. It is a purifying agent, very powerful. So you can put salt around your home. Of course, when it rains, you would have to redo it again. You could put a plate of salt under your bed or under someone's bed, but then the next morning you want to dump it out without touching it, and that is a way to loosen up demons, to get demons out of somebody's body. You can bathe in salt water, Epsom salt, soak for 45 minutes each night, dunking the back of your neck and shoulders into the water. Do this every night for 7 nights in a row. I had a demon on me that I got from a clearing I was doing. I didn't protect myself, and the client didn't tell me, but knew. And I have to admit that I had a little bit of ego involved, and I didn't protect myself. And it took me 30 days to get rid of this thing. And instead of being in fear, fear makes them grow. It gets them stronger. So instead, you want to send them love. So don't be afraid if you feel something on the back of your neck attaching. Sometimes this happens. And I'm seeing a lot more of this type of thing now. I have done well over 1,500 energy clearings. And recently, I've been inundated with clearings. Like, I'm doing 10 a day. And it's all about demons, demonics, entities attaching to people. So people, it's like this big war that's going on in the heavens, but it's spilling into the earth plane. And this is one of the things that's been talked about for eons. So another way to protect yourself is to place a Bible open under the bed. Now, I am not a big Bible thumper. There are 48 books that are missing from the Bible. However, the Bible is still a powerful protector. I open it to the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd." Is that right? "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Yes. So that is a really powerful thing to do. Put your Bible open under your bed. Using sage, you can sage or, let me think, what else is the other one? Oh, cedar. Sage or cedar. Saging into the corners. You can, you know, right up into the corners and down below and in the closets and in your attic. And with the intent that anything that is less than radiant love must go, and only love can reside here. So you use intention, a prayer, a powerful intention with the sage, and then open the windows and usher everybody that's less than radiant love out. Another way to cleanse energy is with frankincense and myrrh. And even Walmart carries this incense, frankincense and myrrh. It's very reasonable. It's a great product. I've used it a lot. You burn it in your home every single day. It will keep the vibration high, and lower energies will not be able to stay. So intend again to remove the negative spirits, anything less than radiant love, open doors and windows, shoo them out. A brass bell rung into each corner, closet, attic of your home will also clear the energy. And the way you can tell if there's anything there, when you ring the bell, it has sort of a dull sound. And as the energy clears, you will hear the bell sound brightens. So go into the corners ringing a bell. That's a really great way if you can't burn anything. In some places you can't burn, so a bell works great. You can bless salt. Say a prayer over the salt. You can say something as simple as in the name of the Father, the Ghost, or the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, and make the sign of the cross over the salt, sprinkle the salt in salt water, shake it up, squirt it around your home. Holy water is another way. Put it around the threshold of your door and every single doorway over the mantles, you know, the lintels rather, the mantles. You can put it on the mantle too. And around the fireplace and any drains, closed drains, because there's, you know, keeping something over your drains is, and your plugs up in your sink is always a good thing too, because they can come from underneath. So when you sense negative spirits in your home, say no one is allowed to enter this home except in the name of Jesus, the Christ, or something like that. Pray to Archangel Michael to bind up the evil spirits and send them to the heart of the Creator. I use that in my energy clearings all the time. You can also pray to the Virgin Mary to deliver you and envision her being with you. She's very powerful, helpful with clearing demons and that sort of thing. Let's see. Okay, burning white candles. You can bless a white candle, and there's several different ways to bless the candle. So burning a white candle is okay, but blessing it first makes it more powerful. And there's two ways that I'm aware of. You can make the sign of the cross, say, you know, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and make the sign of the cross in the wax and then light it. You could also bless the candle with the Star of David. You take a knife or a pencil and you cut in the wax the sign of the Star of David. And in that you can, again, say in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost over the candle prior to lighting it. So you're saying this blessing. And then personal protection, because everybody wants to know, okay, this is great. We're clearing the home, clearing the energy in the home, keeping the energy high and pure. But what about me? What happens when I go out into the world? How can I shield myself? Well, there's several different ways, and I will teach you four different ways to shield yourself. The first way is one that I use in my clearings, and it's a very powerful way. You ask for a triple shield of protection to surround you. And so you can connect with your high self. Say, I ask to connect with my high self. I ask for a triple shield of protection to surround me. And the first is golden creator light. And just imagine this like an egg encircling you completely. And do it not just like a two dimension, but you want to do it, you know, the third dimension. And if you can do fifth dimension, that would be great too. So then you have the white light of the Christ encircling you, surrounding you with the white light. And then around that, the violet flame of Saint Germain. And this flame will burn anything less than radiant love. If you ever are in terrible fear that something's entering your home or trying to get in, you can envision the violet flame going up the walls of your, it won't burn your home, up the wall of the home, across the ceiling, down the other, and across the floor. And then do it the other way so that it's completely encircling your home, your apartment, whatever. The violet flame is very powerful. Now, this other way is very simple. You are just encircling yourself with love. Love transmutes negative energy. And you can pray, you know, that God would protect you. You can pray for the angels to protect you. But love transmutes negativity into light. Now, someone asked me why, and I think I skipped over this part, that why would this type of thing happen? Why would God allow this type of thing to happen? Well, interestingly enough, God has demons, you know, that are beneath him, but he uses the demons to draw us closer to him so that we'll pray for safety. But the other thing is that when we're going through tremendous spiritual growth, we are often impacted by demons and attachments. And basically, it's like a test. It's like walking through the fire. And if we get through that, it's like, yay! So I have had several experiences with demon attachments. I actually was born with one inside of me. It came from another lifetime, and this happens often. And it was some sort of contract that I had. And eventually, it took me quite a number of years to get rid of it. I think it was three different processes, there was like a layer upon a layer. So praying for safety is one way. You know, you pray in the middle of the night for demons to vanish. And when I used to worry in the middle of the night, I was just plagued with negative energies and that sort of thing. So when I started to pray instead, and I wasn't a real strong believer, you know, until I was in my 30s, and I wasn't even sure that God existed, believe it or not. I wasn't raised with that type of thing. My father, you know, had religion jammed down his throat, so he had a very different view of God. He felt that the church was really evil and that most churches all wanted money and that was basically what church was all about, and he didn't buy religion. So that's what I was raised with. All right, so prayer is very powerful. All right, now I'm just trying to get back here. So we're talking about personal protection. As you're getting ready for your day and you've completed your meditation, you're getting ready to walk out the door, this is something you can do in advance when you have some time. So just sitting in meditation, you say, I open a contract to connect with my high self, right? Oh, I ask to connect with my high self, and within that, I ask to open a contract with my high self. And within that contract, you say, every time I leave the house and I say shields up, I ask that I am protected from negative energy, entities, demonics, dark forces, and anything less than radiant love, any dark energy. I ask that this shield protects me even while I sleep. And I close this contract with my high self. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So I'm going to go over that one more time. So getting ready for your day, you can do this once, and then all you'll have to do is say shields up once you've set this up. So asking to connect with your high self, and we can all do this together. It might be a good idea if you would like to do that now. So ask to connect to your high self. All right, and now say, I ask to open a contract with my high self. Anytime I leave the house and I say shields up, I ask to be protected from all negative spirits, entities, demonics, dark forces, and any dark energy. And I ask for these shields to protect me 360 degrees around me. Above me, below me, beside me, in front of me, behind me. And I ask to close this contract with my high self. Thank you. So now we've set up this contract with our high self. And our high self is basically, it's, you know, our God self connected to God. And now all we have to do is say shields up, and you can feel the shields coming up, and it's protecting us. Now, if you feel you're under psychic attack, you can envision a mirror shield around you and that anything sent to you bounces off and is transmuted into love. Now, I was taught this from somebody who practiced witchcraft, and we really don't want to do this. What the mirrors were to do was to send anything back with a vehemence or negativity. And so we don't want to do that, because whatever you send out comes back to you. So we don't want to send anything out other than love. So that you can envision mirrors around you, and the mirrors just transmute whatever comes to you, and it bounces back and is transmuted into love. Now, when it comes to sexual psychic predators, I will tell you, now this sounds really outrageous, but they do exist. They are highly trained spiritual people, and they use dark energies. They prey on innocent, unsuspecting people. And when I lived in Georgia, I had an ad in the Oracle magazine. The Oracle magazine was a metaphysical magazine. It still is in existence. And it sounded like one person, but it was actually a group. And they would call phone numbers in ads of women and tell them that their number came up in meditation. And they would make it sound so convincing. And what they would do is develop a relationship with you on the telephone. And then they would ask you, you know, would you be interested in having your kundalini raised? And what they would do is they would begin to stimulate the root chakra from inside the vagina psychically. And then, you know, they'd have these long conversations with the women. And depending on how naive or gullible a woman was, they would continue, and then eventually the men would begin to have psychic sex with the women while they slept. And there would be sexual evidence that sex took place, even though this was through a psychic means. And what I'm saying is ejaculate would be in evidence. And I experienced this myself, and, you know, I'm not proud to say that I was that gullible, but I have to say these people were, they were very powerful and very convincing. And a woman in the church that I attended, it was a metaphysical church, was called as well. But, you know, she had at that time the highly developed psychic power. She could see the darkness behind the light that they were showing on the outside. But I also know of a woman who was raped in her sleep by a spirit. And the spirit knelt beside her bed and, you know, touched her. She felt him touch her. And he told her sorry before he did it. Now, she was sleeping. In her dream, she was facing upwards, but in this dream, she felt herself laying on her stomach and being raped from behind. And this is definitely something that can happen. So that's why I suggest this grid of protection. And the grid of protection is around the whole home and property underneath the ground, completely encircling the whole property. And you can ask for your guardian angels to stand guard while you sleep. And you can also state that no one, spirits or otherwise, can have access to your mind, body, or soul while you sleep. And you can demand that you have this protection. It is your right. And no one deserves to enter any place sacred. So this grid of protection can prevent it. You know, it can be very powerful. So if you want to know who to pray to that would help you, like I said, Mother Mary to deliver you from evil, rebuke the devil and demons, whether you believe in them or not, this is a powerful prayer. You can also say three times, I now renounce you, Satan. I now renounce you, Satan. I now renounce you, Satan. And you say it loudly, strongly, powerfully. You can ask Archangel Michael to defend you in battle, be the defense against wickedness and evil and, you know, however you want to say it. But Archangel Michael, I have him with me whenever I'm traveling. And I will tell you what I do, because I have a tendency to fall asleep when I travel. When I drive. So what I say is I do a Reiki symbol first on my my steering wheel before I leave my driveway. And this symbol is like a beginning bringing in energy. It gives me better gas mileage. It also protects my vehicle. And then I point to the nose of my car, the front end of the car, and I say, Archangel Michael in front of me. And then I point to the back, Archangel Michael behind me to the left, Archangel Michael to the left of me, Archangel Michael to the right of me, Archangel Michael above me, Archangel Michael below me. And I use my hand. I don't just say it. And then I make a circle with my arm, Archangel Michael all around me, Archangel Michael protect me. And I usually add, and if I should fall asleep at the wheel, please wake me, startle me, do something so that I don't crash. And so far, I have been protected from many different events. Just most recently, coming to Colorado last week, I fell asleep three times. Once, my neck snapped forward, which woke me up. No, it snapped backward. And just that snapping back was enough to jar me awake. And of course, I stopped and I got coffee and, you know, took some exercise and that sort of thing. So there's a lot of different ways that we can get protection, a lot of different ways. Make sure that you are grateful. And this is one of the things that I do. As soon as I arrive somewhere, I thank Archangel Michael for protecting me and keeping me safe. And in this protection, I've told some of you, I don't know if everyone here on this call tonight has heard this before, but I'll tell you, when I moved from Georgia to Colorado, this was in 2011, I was driving, and I guess we've been driving maybe 12 hours, something like that, 13, it was like 1 or 2 in the morning, and I was exhausted, falling asleep already, and my friend had found us a hotel where we could stay with pets. I think it was a La Quinta, and it was near Elvis's birthplace, and I thought, oh my goodness, how am I going to drive another hour or hour and a half to get there? And I fell asleep at the wheel. I drove up on the concrete wall in between the lanes. Thank God there was a concrete wall there. Two wheels of my Honda went up on the wall, and I drove along for probably at least 150 feet, and my car wheels went ta-dung. And when the two wheels landed back in the lane, it woke me up with a start, and my daughter, of course, was sleeping in the passenger side, and she said, what the? And I won't say the word, but she was pretty shocked that we were just on two wheels and this very loud sound as we landed back in the lane. So I was grateful. I thanked everybody for saving us. We have to be grateful for what we receive. It's very important. Okay, so now I'm going to take us off mute, and I'm going to open it up to questions because I feel like there's a lot of questions. Hold on 1 second. Does anybody have a question about anything that I've talked about, or is there anything you would like me to repeat slowly?
Is Nikki here?
Yes.
You were mentioning to put an open Bible. Is it on the bed or under the bed?
Under the bed.
Under the bed.
Under the bed.
Mm-hmm. This is Angela.
Yes, Angela.
My question about the predators, does that also pertain to, like, psychic vampires as well?
Psychic vampires are a little different.
Okay.
You know, they're similar but different in that they are really just trying to, you know, they're trying to suck your energy, you know, drain your energy. And, of course, they're using fear because that's, you know, that does, you know, that's what they're wanting. There is a way to protect yourself from that. When you do the shields, you can say, you know, when you want to go back and you can alter this contract, and you can say that no one shall drain my energy, taint my energy. I mean, you can add something to that prayer that, you know, I'll, let me just go back to where that was. Hang on one second. Okay, so we're connecting with our high self, and you say, I ask to connect with my high self. I ask to open a contract with my high self, and I ask that any time I leave my home and I say shields up, that I'm protected from negative energies, spirits, entities, demonics, dark forces, and any dark energy. I am also protected from anyone who tries to taint, tamper with, or suck my energy, or use my energy for their purposes. And I ask for this shield to protect me even while I sleep, and I ask to close this contract with my high self. So, you know, you can add that.
When we're sleeping, does that make us more vulnerable?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. When we're sleeping, sometimes we're not even in our body. Sometimes our soul leaves our body and is, you know, astral projecting, and we're out doing whatever work that we do out there in the astral plane. And so, as a matter of fact, there was a time when my daughter was, let's see, she was sleeping in my husband's in my bed in Georgia, and she was probably about 3, I guess. And she was a very light being, very, you know, full of light. And I got up to go to the bathroom, and I came back, and I was crawling up the foot of the bed because she was sleeping. I think she was on the outside of the bed. So I went to crawl up the bed, and I was stopped because her spirit, her soul was suspended. I could feel, it was like it stopped me. At first I was like, what is that? And her soul was suspended above the bed. And I, so, you know, oftentimes our souls just go out of our bodies when we sleep, and we're not even aware of it.
Wow.
So you can also pray a prayer, you know, and ask for angels to stand before you and protect you while you sleep. You can also ask, before you fall asleep, I ask that my soul stays inside my body and does not leave my body while I sleep. You don't have to go into the astral plane. Nikki, I felt like you had something. I could feel something coming from you.
Oh, you mentioned that you have a document with these techniques, or
Well, I put together, you know, the show, and so what I can do is turn this into a PDF that you can use, you know, for you know, backup material. And so, you know, I'll spend a little time, because I did some of it in point form, but I can spend a little bit of time and make sure that it's including everything. You would like that?
Yeah, I've written down a lot of it, but I know I've got missing parts here. So.
Okay. As far as the candles, There was a period in my life where I was lighting candles and doing spell type things, and I was dabbling in a lot of different things. I had tarot cards, and you know, a long time ago I did Ouija board stuff, and to be honest with you, it scared the crap out of me. It really did. And I don't have tarot cards any longer. I'm not afraid of them, but I steer clear of anything that is on the dark side. I sense and feel that, you know, there's enough dark energy around. We don't need to draw it to us. And so I have a really strong, I guess, what is it called, a countenance, I suppose. And in that, of course, the other thing is that I'm doing, you know, sometimes 20 clearings a day. And so I have to really stay rigid, you know, rigid in that light, because I'm dealing with, you know, what I've encountered recently. And that's, I'm telling you, within the last 7 days, I've encountered people with 20 extra souls attached to them. And I'm not talking one or two. One day I did 10 clearings, and every single one of the people I cleared had at least 20 extra souls attached to them. And when I say 20 extra souls, these are not light beings. These are dark beings. So a lot of people are being attacked at this time. And I would say this time more than any, and I've been doing this energy cleanse since 2007. I've never seen anything like it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Do you know why? Is there a reason for this?
Yes. The reason is that there is a war going on on the other planes. And, you know, this has been going on for quite some time, but it's really heating up. And, you know, it's this fight against light and dark, and it's happening on the earth here, politically speaking, you know, where they're looking, you know, into New World Order and, genocide and all of those things are happening, you know, cancer, you know, the foods that people are being fed, all of that is dark.
Yeah.
And when you really look at that and you look at the healthcare system and what is going on this planet and the New World Order and the money situation, all of those things are part of what's happening in the other realms. It's just a sign. But the invisible is that there's a war, and the beings of darkness are really, really fighting the beings of light. And, you know, this battle is going on. It's, you know, it's written about in the Bible in many different places. So, you know, lots of people have been talking about this for some time. And when you have something to calibrate against, and, you know, I didn't used to do charts, but now every clearing I do, I chart. And I write down, okay, so, you know, this many souls and this many souls. So, you know, when I did 10 in a row and I found each one had 20 extra or more, some people had 30 extra souls on them, that was a big, big red flag for me. And so here, July, this is going to be a very tough month. The month of July is going to be a really big month for a lot of shifting happening. And I don't know if it's that the money, you know, is starting to happen, you know, and that could be part of it. But I think it's more than one level. You know, it's our government, it's the healthcare system, it's our food system, you know, so many different areas of our lives. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And then, of course, look at the Catholic Church.
Yeah. You know, well, the Pope is sick right now. I'm wondering what's going on with that.
I hear he's going to die.
Oh.
And what I heard was that he's the last Pope, that we're not going to have another Pope. But, I don't know. Things change, you know.
Wow.
So I don't want anybody to be in fear. Now, because fear, you know, is what they feed on. It's the food. So you don't want to be in fear. And let me just tell you a little story about I was in Boulder, Colorado last April, and I started to tell you a little bit about it. I did a clearing for a client, and I didn't protect myself, and there was some ego battling going on between the client and myself. And, you know, I have to say that, you know, I didn't rise to the occasion. Anyway, so I ended up with this demon on me, and on the way home my windshield broke, and Errol and I had, I mean, she looked at me at one point and I looked at her, and we, you know, and so all the way home it was probably 7 hours that she and I were battling. And when we got home, as soon as we walked in the door, we could feel it was like a crowd outside the door and all the way around the house. And so we had to do a lot of clearing inside, clearing outside. And then, and when I tried to get angry with it, of course, you know, it was actually fear-based, so it just made it stronger. And so then I did this clearing, and I couldn't get rid of it. And what I found was the more that I loved it, the more that I sent it love, it weakened, 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 but it took 30 days to get rid of this thing. And every single day I'd get in the tub with a handful of salt and I'd soak.
you know, because they attach along the back of the neck and up along the spine. It's just where sometimes, you know, they can be inside you in your intestines. If you ever have an energy clearing and you have diarrhea afterwards, it's probably because you released a demon. And, you know, it's funny because I didn't used to believe in these things.
Okay.
But
that happened to me today.
Did it?
Yes, ma'am.
Interesting. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, so you can say it. Yeah, sure. That you cleared me last night of a demon.
Right.
And today I had a lot of diarrhea.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have terrible cramps?
Not really. Just
okay.
just a little cramping. Not much.
Okay. 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 What I found is that sometimes, you know, the more they fight to hang in, the more cramping that you have. So sending love and light energy in, you know, and here's another thing. This sounds weird, but whenever you're sitting on the John, use your hands, you know, raise them above your head, and then with both of them, you bring them down straight, and you just, like, straight and say, clear as you are using the restroom, you know, clear as you're emptying.
Uh-huh.
So you're clearing yourself, and you can bless the bowl too, you know, God bless whatever's in there. You can't be too careful these days. Let me tell you a story. I got a story. You know, I talk about Rich Rasuda, Ariel's dad, quite a bit. You know, he and I had a long history. And he did a colon cleanse, a blessed herb cleanse, and it's interesting, blessed herb cleanse. He did this cleanse, and he called me, and I think it was like around midnight. He said, I got to tell you, he said, I did this cleanse, and I feel like it's trying to get back in. And I kind of laughed, and I go, well, why do you say that? And he says, because the doorbell keeps ringing, and he says, and there's nobody there. And he says, it happened at midnight. It happened at 3 in the morning. This doorbell was ringing all night long, and he'd go open the door, and there was nobody there. And I said, well, I know what it is. That's exactly what it is. It was a demon trying to get back in.
Wow.
Wild, huh? Yep.
Wow.
I know. So these are the things that you don't learn about in church.
No. Not even unity.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
Oh, no, I was going to ask you, when you were living in Georgia, being that there's a lot of Civil War history in the South, did you have any experiences there with any of those, any of the ghosts or anything?
Well, I did actually. I had a lot of difficulty with spirits in Georgia, quite a lot. I had one house we lived in, we built it, and it was, let's see, it was in Alpharetta, sort of, Nikki would know this area. It was sort of a cross between Alpharetta and Cherokee County. And, you know, it was a new home. And lots of different things happened where my son David was upstairs and Ariel was upstairs, and there would be knocking on David's bedroom door. There would be knocking on the pictures on the walls. He'd open the door. There was nobody there. When he was alone in the house, where he thought he heard Ariel call him, and, you know, she didn't. He thought he heard Adam call, like it was in Adam's voice. Lots of different things happened. Now, for Ariel, she had all kinds of experiences seeing things floating in the air, and we had one of those cathedral ceilings, and, you know, it was a two-story living room, and there used to be spirits, you know, that would talk to her in the living room all the time.
Wow.
But we had all kinds of different experiences there. Now, in another house I lived in Cherokee County in Georgia, we had a lot of different things happen, missing articles, a lot of, like, ghostly apparitions. We'd see things going up the stairs. We'd hear walking when there was nobody upstairs, lots of that sort of thing happening. And now this, the last place we lived was a 100-year-old farmhouse, and Ariel would be in the home by herself, and it was the same time of day, she'd hear a car door slam, and there was no car in the driveway.
Wow.
Yeah. There is also, we had horses, and I was riding one of the horses, and it spooked. Horses can see spirits, and
yeah.
It spooked terribly. That particular place, and the next door neighbor asked me, so did you see the farmer with his pigs? Because there used to be a pig farmer there. And he just laughed at me. But you know, there are lots of different types of spirits. And I'm trying to think, oh, there was a sound of a rocking chair on the front porch, no rocking chair. But that rocking.
Wow.
Also, something that has happened is where homes have been altered, and then they're different, a different shape. That doors, you can hear doors opening and closing where there's no door. You know, so I guess the old form of the house is still kind of present. Strange.
Wow.
That is strange.
And if anybody has difficulty for any period of time with sleep, that used to happen to me when I had attachments, any kind of energy attachments, that they tend to keep you awake. You can't sleep peacefully. So having your energy cleared can help with a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the next thing I believe that I'm going to be doing, is teaching people how to clear their own energy. I feel like everybody needs to know how.
Mm.
Even to do a cursory clearing. Okay, so speaking of clearings, it's right at the hour, but I am going to do a quick clearing for everybody because we've been talking about these things. We don't want to call anything in. If everybody's got about 5 minutes, is that okay with everyone?
Yes.
Okay. Hang on 1 second. I've got to find something so I can do this quickly. 1 sec. I've got to find my document. Okay. So I ask to place a triple shield around everyone on this call of light, golden light. Everyone with golden light. And then white light. And I ask the violet flame to surround each and every person. I ask to connect with everyone's high self. Anyone that has not had their high self changed out, I ask to change out their high selves to one that will take them into the golden age and beyond. And I ask to close this contract with their high selves. I ask to clear the 6 bodies comprising the soul, clear, remove, replace, elevate, and educate committee members to the highest level on chart 3. Hang on 1 second. I ask the Creator and I are one, the Father and I are one, the Father and I work as a team, the Father and I are one. I ask to only work with the radiant God on high. And I ask to redo the clearing back to the beginning with the Creator. Okay, so that's been done. So I asked to clear all chart 5 energies, including vortexes and portals, veil of illusion, dark worms, wormholes, toxic streams, Illuminati, dark angels, ET implants, filled with golden Creator light. I asked to clear discarnates in possession, discarnates in past lives. I asked to place a triple light shield around all the separates, clear separates, type 1, type 2, shadow energy, and programming. I asked to clear any dark energies, dark forces, dark entities, demonics, satanics. I ask to clear anything less than radiant love. I ask to clear past lives in chaos, parallel lives in chaos, future lives in chaos. That's better. So any contracts, I ask to clear contracts, vows, oaths, and agreements, and I ask for them to all be canceled and burned if they cannot be cleared. I ask to clear all discarnates, discordant thought forms, and all abdication energy starting at the spirit level through the wave of expression, master hologram DNA, 2600 pathways, including clearing the high self, 6 bodies, and all spirit root beliefs. I ask to clear all conscious control, and I ask to clear all of chart 10A for each and every one, for their high selves, guides to infinity, and all committees. I ask for each person's soul to be updated with the latest love, light, wisdom, and understanding, and I ask for their soul committees, guides, teachers, and all to be working as one with the creator of all that is. I ask to clear all mental, emotional, and physical body memories. I ask to clear all memories being held on the cellular level. I ask to clear multiple soul programs and all things negative. I ask to download everyone with wealth consciousness. I ask to download everyone with the unconditional love of self. And I ask to open a contract to unplug everyone from the mass consciousness of fear and lack and limitation. Close this contract with everyone's high selves. Thank you. I ask to clear all blocked archetypes in all six locations. I ask to clear memories, the master key, personal items, and the void. I ask to clear accidents, illness, Alzheimer's, and dementia, and clear everyone's ego to be less than 4%. I ask for their soul purposes to be a single-digit number. And I ask to clear any early death programs. I ask to download everyone with vibrant health. I ask to download everyone with inner peace. Please apply grounding to everyone's body and energy body. Please download prosperity consciousness. Download trust. And please download the power codes and the power symbols of the one known universe. I ask for everyone to be open to receive their greater good. I ask to clear all active and dormant programs. I ask to tone all trigger mechanisms to D-sharp, and I ask to clear all negative habits. I ask to clear anger. I ask to clear blocks to love. I ask to clear anxiety. I ask to clear fear. I ask to clear self-punishment. I ask to clear self-limitation. I ask to clear the desire to suffer, and I ask to clear the etheric body out of balance. I ask to clear the seven lines, harmonize, and align, and I ask for the 725 chakras to be cleared, balanced, and harmonized, and I ask for the wholeness committee of each and every one to apply a psychic wound healing, and I ask for everyone's wholeness committee to apply a spiritual healing. I ask to clear the divine plan, the first draft, the etheric body, the first astral body, the emotional body, the mental body, the idea, the spiritual body, and the queen of life factors. I ask to clear all conscious and subconscious memory. I ask to clear the past lives at the I Am level. I ask to clear past lives in the new one universe. And I ask to clear resolving discord at all levels. I ask to clear odds and ends into infinity and genetic DNA and core beliefs. Please clear. Please clear spiritual blocks 1 through 6, everyone's personal soul package. Please clear emotional body and download the chart 7 to everyone's body and energy body. Please clear all issues and programs coming up. Please clear the soul is lying in the embryo of the universe. Please clear cutting edge of the soul and the programs not on the chart. I ask to clear blocks to constructive thoughts and apply constructive thoughts. And I ask to clear blocks to positive emotions and apply positive emotions. I ask to clear discordant thought forms and abdication energy. I ask to clear the programs the soul is unaware of. Please clear pre-programming. Please clear dysfunction of the mind, codependency of different aspects of the soul. Please clear dysfunction of thought. Please clear genetic soul coding. Please clear pre-programming of the experiential path. Please clear dysfunction of soul consciousness. Please clear dysfunction of expression. Please clear the miasm of the soul and programs not on the chart. I ask to clear conscious, subconscious, all DNA, chromosomes, past compartments, and all levels of consciousness. Please clear all blocks to prosperity. Please clear unforgiveness, jealousy, stubbornness, betrayal, hate of men, hate of self, hate of women, self-pity. Please clear programs not on the chart, the checklist, the desire to suffer. Please clear the past lives the soul does not want to examine. And I ask for an alpha to omega clearing, a clearing of all triggered programs, all cords, webs, hooks, psychic hooks, anything below chart 3, all static in everyone's auric field. And I ask for an alpha to omega clearing and a zero-time clearing and a wrap-up, mop-up for everyone. Okay. Everybody good?
Yes.
Yes.
Better?
Yes.
Okay, I'm vibrating. I am interested in hearing your feedback about what you felt about the program, how it impacted you, and anything that you would like going forward. Apparently, I'm supposed to focus on sex for the next few weeks. focusing on the book Orgasm for Life. There are a lot of funny parts in the book, and next week I'm going to be highlighting some of the funniest parts, and the book will be the subject, and I'm going to make it as fun a playtime as possible. And I just want to go back and just remind you that when it comes to psychic and sexual predators, they do exist. They prey on innocent, unsuspecting people. And being strong and being powerful, standing in your power and not being afraid is very important. Remember what I said about the grid, putting a grid of protection around you, praying. Archangel Michael is very powerful. He is the biggest warrior. So next week we're talking about starting your engines, getting your RPMs from 1500 all the way up to 6000. If your libido is sluggish, I have some natural suggestions for raising it. This is going to be a couple of weeks. So I will be talking about the funniest parts, like I said. And to be honest with you, this book, it's a surprise to me. I was just like the vehicle, and it certainly made me sound like I'm a very intelligent being. I say that my grade school and high school teachers would probably be saying, like, "No way, she didn't write this book." So, seriously, it's when you step into this place of channeling energy, the sky's the limit, and we all have access to this, and that is a retreat I am going to be doing. I don't know if it's going to be in Scotland or where, but it's going to be one of those destination retreats where I teach people how to channel so they can write their own book and do so within 3 months' time. It doesn't take more than 3 months to write a book. And so that's going to be one of my retreats. I do have a couple of things coming up, a trip to India. There will be a trip to Bali, and I'm not sure exactly when and where, but if you're interested, please let me know. And these are all things that are kind of floating out there. They have not settled yet on a date. And does anyone have any questions before I close with prayer?
No. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you all. I'm just going to pray over everybody, pray for miracles and success and blessings for everyone. So thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you and your feedback. Mother, Father, God, I ask for a cascade of miracles to appear in each and everyone's lives. I ask for this cascade of miracles to express in the way of vibrant health, success in business, having wonderful things happen in all areas of everyone's lives. I ask for these miracles to be big and small. And as they appear, for each and every person to express their gratitude for these miracles. We don't know how they're going to happen. We don't know when or how they will materialize. All we have to do is hold our hands out open and ready to receive. So I ask for blessings on each and everyone. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for these blessings, and I thank you for you. Good night, everybody. Good night, everybody. God bless.